Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, this is part two, the negative effects of cell phones, computer games, and television regarding today's youth. Now, folks, kids should be playing outside, doing homework, or socializing, not on screen 6 or 7 hours a day. Parents should not use their cell phones, the television, or video games as babysitters. And what happened to phys ed classes all 4 years in high school? Scores of school districts across the United States have banned cell phones in class, as have France and other countries, citing distractibility and the fear of children being exposed to sexually explicit images. According to Newsmax magazine, there's a mountain of evidence linking screen time to developmental issues in children as young as 18 months and to loneliness, unhappiness, depression, and suicide in older teens, who some researchers call the I generation, those kids born between 1995 and 2012 who never knew a world without electronic gadgets. A psychology professor, Gene Twenge, at San Diego University stated, "It's not an exaggeration to describe the I generation as being on the brink of the worst mental health crisis in decades because they are less happy and completely unprepared for adulthood. Much of their deterioration can be traced to their cell phones." Twenge has studied generational differences for over 2 decades and commented, "The iGen kids date less, are prone to unhappiness, loneliness, depression, obesity, and suicide, at least partly due to overuse of smartphones and other electronic gadgets." There's a lot of data to back that up from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention study. Eighth graders who are heavy users of social media increase their risk of depression by 27%, while those average teenagers who play sports, go to religious services, and lively outdoor activities, or even do more homework, cut their risk significantly. Psychiatrist Anna Lemke, Stanford University, after years of dealing with heroin and opioid addicts, said she is seeing more and more teens and young adults who are distressed, addicted, or hooked on smartphones. Now, supposedly, research shows that smartphones light up that part of the brain that we call the reward pathway, just like heroin or marijuana. More dopamine is released. Now, folks, I'm very concerned that people are not connecting and communicating. It's pretty terrifying when an American College of Pediatricians study 2016 found excessive exposure to screens has been associated with lower academic performance, increased sleep problems, obesity, behavior problems, increased aggression, lower self-esteem, depression, and increased high-risk behaviors in children and young adults. Parents, pay close attention to our youth. It's never too late. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.